splits the ear of a par. Rashi says it means kohen moshiach liachas shechita, a par that kohen gadol has to bring. V'yachakach kibla damai, and the nos b'shas shechita the carbon was a good carbon. After shechita, now somebody made a hole or made a slit in the ear, and then the makabel damai posel. You know the carbon is posel. Shneimar the posel says v'lokach midam hapar. So we dash in hapar shoyikfar. You have to take the blood, the Kabbalah Saddam has to be on the same type of a pile that was there b'shash shchita. Mashmi can't be missing anything from b'shash shchita to Kabbalah Saddam. So if you're missing the kulya, the kidney, it'll also be possible. So this is true. Ella rather the case like this. Ella kan shechoshu koidim Kabbalah, kan shechoshu liyacha Kabbalah. That we say as kosher means it was missing the kidney after they made even the Kabbalah Saddam. So more still says it's still no good. Well, liyacha Kabbalah, it's only missing after the Kabbalah, but koidim's before you made this rika, koidim's rika mishori. Is it muta for the korban? Is that muta for your tani? But not like this. The pasuk says, "Se tomim zochor ben shoni yilachem." That was a korban pesach. It should be a se, should be a tam, a zochor, and a ben shoni yilachem. So we dashin. Shiotomim, this korban pesach should be tomim, should be ben shana, should be only 1 year old, not older. B'shash shchita, at the time of the shchita, you have to have all these things. Uminan, how do we know to say though? B'kabolo v'elocho v'yaziya, that even b'shash kabolo sadam, and even b'shash locho sadam, even b'shash zrika sadam, also it has to be complete, still not a mum. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, yiyu shiokol haviyosan tam. Or ben shana, that the whole animal should still be a tam and a ben shana, not a mum, even b'shas rikas adam. See, if it's missing one of its kulyas, it's like a mum, so it should also be posel. So Morris says, Tirgum, the case over here was a ben shana. The yikah will mark for the pony that it can't be more than a year old. It means from b'shas shchita, even left as rik, it has to be not more than a year old. And then, but if it became a mum, that doesn't matter. Since you made a shchita in a Kabbalah, then the mum doesn't bother us. So Mora says, Hochinami mistavlid the svar also. The Tanya, because we learn like this. Rev Yeshua Aimer, Kol hazvachim sheva Torah, every korban, shenishtayim miyam kezayis boser. If you made the shchita, and you want to make this rika sadam, so you have to have some of the meat of the korban left over that you still burn it yet. So as long as there's a kezayis boser, or a kezayis chelev, at least a kezayis of the fat that's still around, the rest of the behemoth got lost and was burnt up. So you only have at least the kezayis of Bosor, of Chelev, then Bezorik Saddam. Then you had to make Zrika Saddam. So you see clearly, even though everything else was burnt up, the animal's not around. Still, you're allowed to make Zrika Saddam. So you're telling us before that it has to be the same matziv, Bishaz Zrika. So Shmamina, that's a proof that has to be the same Bishaz Zrika, that's only the age. It can't be more than a year old. But as far as the tam goes, no. Even before Zrika, could be a Balmum. Now the Gemara is, O mi kamidya, is there anything to b'shash shchita have a ben shana at the time when you shecht that is called the ben shana? O b'shash kabolo v'yalocho have a ben shtei shanim? And punk b'shash to kabolo v'yalocho, then it becomes 2 years old. How could that be? And the avmeter is, it starts the whole day. So a shchita and a Zrika has to be the same day. You can't make it at night time. So how does it change your age? We know by a man you only change age at night time. That day, like your birthday, starts at night time. So how could the animal become like a 2 year old or in the middle of the day? So Mora says, yes, on my rov is Zaysim Rav. Here there's a proof to say that Shoyah is a place to Kodeshim. By a korban, when the Torah says it's kosher the first year, that first year means from day to day, from minute to minute. Like if it was born 12 o'clock in the afternoon, so it becomes 1 year old the next year, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Therefore, you made the shchita 11 o'clock, and you first want to make this zrika in the afternoon, 2 o'clock, that will be possible. Because b'shas zrika, now the korban is more than a year old, that will be possible. So our core point, we don't have a proof to what we're saying about the animal's missing something inside, is that called with a mum or not? So more so, let's take another mitzvah, matzah tanoim. Pasuk says, u'moyich v'kosos v'nosuk, the chorus. That's by the beitzim of an animal. It's called a mum. If it's cut off or bruised there. So now, kulam a beitzim. All these things are talking about by the beitzim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So in Diyuk is now Bebeitzim V'loi, furthermore, Bebeitzim V'loi Begid, only these things happen to the Beitzim, not to the Gid, the Eber itself. Why? It was cut off, it should also be Yemum. Aim of the Mar says rather, Af Bebeitzim, that all these things, Moyach V'Kosos, whether it was just bruised or crushed, applies not only to the Gid, but even to the Beitzim also. Tidur Rabbi, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Leimer, Kulam Begid, no, all these things only apply to the Gid, to the Eber itself, but not to the Beitzim, Teskel's not to. Rabbi Yossi Yemer, Moyach V'Kosos, it was bruised or crushed, Af Bebeitzim. That applies even to the Beitzim, that's also a Mum. Nosik V'Kosos, that's if it was cut off or slit, that's only in the Gid in the Beitzim Loi. That's not a Psul by the Beitzim. So now what's the Machloikis? My love isn't it, Balka Miflagi, this is what the argument, Balka Miflagi. T'masav Achsar Mifnim, Shimei Chsarim. That Achsar Mifnim is also called Achsarim. Therefore by the Beitzim, even though it's inside, but if it's bruised or crushed, so it's missing, the Beitzim are missing, that's called the Pekam, it's called the Mum. Or Masav, the one that says no, it does not apply to the Beitzim, it only applies to the Gid, even though you bruised and you crushed the Beitzim, even though it's missing like, it's not called the Mum, because Achsar Mivifnim is not called Achsar, so maybe that's the Machlekes. So one says, no, but Tizbura, Rabbi Yossi, Mike, so what's Rabbi Yossi hold? Ikisarif Rabbi Yossi holds, Chisar Mivifnim, Shemei Chisarin, that therefore even by the Beitzim it should be called a Mum, Afilu Nosik Vakaras Nami. Even if it was just cut to a slit, it should also be a Mum by the Beitzim. V'iksav alay shemechson, if he holds no, what's missing in the in part of the body, the inside, like the Beitzim, that's not called a Mum, yisafilu moyach v'kosis namiloi. Even if it was crushed, or it was bruised, it should also not be called a Mum. So what does he hold? So what is rather, elohocho demumim shebegoli kemiflegi. Here the machlekes is, what's called a Mum shebegoli? What's called a Mum open that you could see? And Rashi has one gear, so the kuli yalmo, chisar mi bifnim, Loi Shmei, we'll tell how you go to see in Rashi. Whether it could be Shmei or Loi Shmei. And the side of the Gisra should be Kuliyam Achsarim Afnim Loi Shmei Chsarim. A man that pots the Beitzim, La Mishun Chsarim, and La Mishun Mum. Not because something is missing inside, because it's a Mum right now that you can see outside. That's the Machlekes. It's a good Bihocha, but Mum Mishab Golik Mifugi. Have you this Savar, Moyech Vechosos, Heavy Mumma? That if it was bruised or it was crushed, that's called a Mum. The michvitzin, because it's like crushed in, it's like shrunk in, so you could see it. That's called the mum that you could tell. Nosik v'koros, heavy mumma. Who are then nosik, because also if it's cut or slit, it's also called the mum. That's li in the hanging, so you could see it as a mum. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Sava, noyich v'kosos le heavy mumma. No, that by the Beitzim was just crushed, that's not called a mum. Why? Timikoron nami zim the michvitzin. Because even before, sometimes also the Beitzim might get shrunk or get shivered inside. That's not called a Mum. Nosa the chorus, it was just cut off like slit, a little bit levy Mumma. The Mikoran Nam is into the Tlian. Sometimes before also, it's just like hanging, and therefore it's not a Mum that you could see. We have Yossi Savano, Moyach Vachosas, every Mum, if the Beitzim were crushed or bruised, that's called a Mum. Doles Nayu, like they're not here altogether. Rashi's Vachsarn, that's called like a Chsarn, they're not here right now. Nostiv, of course, the sack is just like slit, cut there, like hanging. Like heavy mumma. Do I use nine? Because the mice are here. Sort of just hanging a little bit, like slit there a little bit. That's not called a mum. So again, Kitzling Mor is not pushing the Shiloh where there is chsor mi bifnim, if it's missing something inside that you can't tell, you can't see it, and that's called the mumma now. The Gemara is not pushing the Shiloh. Here, these showers are all, if these things are called mumim shabgoli, that you could see these mumim, yes or no. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be nitkam hazubin? Rashi says that zel nitak shakis kovaboy, or the gid. By a behemoth, it's gid, the aver there, when it's a long aver in the behemoth, and it's surrounded by a sack, or a bag. So the bag that goes around the aver, that bag like, that kiss, nitkam, if there's the hole there, something was missing, or your area shanakeva, it means the makam by a female, by its erva there, also if there's a pagam there, that's also called a mum b'mukdashim. Now by a female is no din b'chor, so it means by a regular kachin, if the female has the pagam by its erva, that's called a mum. Nifkam hazonuk, let's say the tail of an animal has a hole that something's missing there, so min etzem, only some of the bone is missing. Avloy min aperik,
if just like between the perikim, just the meat itself is missing, that's not called a mum. Or else, or shirosh zonav mefatzel, or else if the tip of the tail is like peeled off, take off the skin until you can see the first part of the bone, that's also called a mum. That one don't heal up anymore. That's called a mum. Another thing is or sheyesh boso mechuyu lechuyu mole etzpa, means the tail is made up from bones and there's space in between of meat. So the space in between has to be less than an etzpa, than a finger. But if it's the size of a finger, of a thumb, that's also called a mum. That's not normal. That's called a mum. Hadamar zomer loza nifkam v'loy nito. That's what we start saying is the zubin. That's only if there's a pigam there, if there's a hole there. But not if the whole thing was taken off. Kiss, also v'loy zachros. That do we say there's a pigam only in the kiss, in what goes around the yever. But not in the yever itself. In the zachros itself, there, even though there's a pigam, a hole, that will grow back again. Tani nam yachum, learn about this also. That nitkam, only if a hole took place there, v'loy nito. Not if the whole thing was taken off. If the whole kiss was taken off, that's not a mum. Kiss, and even when you have a hole there, that's only in the kiss itself. But v'loy zach was not in the yever itself. Om Rab Yehuda ben Amshulam. Maisa, what's happened? Rashi said it means a thumb, because a tefach usually is four thumbs. So Lamai Hilchus, what's the difference? Om Rab Alinyan Tchelas, Nogei Tetzitzis. The Tanya will learn like this. How many strings you put into the tzitzis? Beshamyum arba, like we do, four strings, fold it over to be eight. Beshulayim shloish, it's enough to have three strings. How long? Rashi learns, meaning that when you put it onto the beged itself, how high up off the corner is the hole supposed to be? So beshamyum arba, four etzbois. Beshulayim shloish, three etzbois. Shleisho v'sholosh means three its way, three its way. Shebeishamay, Omer Beishamay says, Echod miyaba b'tefah shekolodim. That this etzpa that we measure it with is the etzpa of a thumb, which four of them make up a tefach. So how high up is the highest that the hole could be on your corner where you're going to put that tzitzis into? It can't be more than three its way, three goydla means three thumbs upwards. But a little bit less, yes. Yeah. That's the shear of an etzpa, how high up the hole of the beged should be where you put the tzitzis into. We have Huna bread in Yeshua Amar l'shtei amas. It means for a different halacha. About these two amas, there's two measuring sticks that are on the base of Middish. The Tznam run like this. Shtei amas, there were two measuring sticks, an amma long,